We begin our prayers today with a reading from the Psalms, one of the readings suggested for this coming Sunday. Psalm 37, verses 1 to 9. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass they will soon wither, like green plants they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who have hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Creator God, our Maker and our Friend, we thank you for the psalmist whose words remind us of your abundant goodness to us and the constancy of your love. We pray that we may always remember that all that is good in our lives comes from you, and never forget to be thankful for this. The psalmist's reminder not to fret is very pertinent today, when so many people have genuine worries about the future. So we pray for everyone who is anxious at this time. Anxious about the increase in the cost of living. Anxious about friends and family. Anxious about their health or that of those they love. For many in these crises, only you can bring relief and respite. So we pray for faith to trust in you and the strength to support others in any way we can. We pray especially at this time for those who are ill. Lift any worries from their shoulders so that anxiety does not exacerbate their problems. We pray for all who have been bereaved. For those who've lost someone recently, we ask that you will comfort them in the rawness of their grief. For those whose loss may have been long ago, we pray that they too may receive the support they need, as we know that the loss may still hurt after many years, but others may not remember. Bless all who mourn. May they find support and comfort in you. Our reading said, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him." We do not always find this easy to do. So we pray for forgiveness and ask that you will give us the patience we need to wait in faith for what you have in store for us. We ask our prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. And now, let's close with a hymn which is a commitment to give all that we have and are to God. Take this moment, sign and space. The link for this is in the written version of the prayers.